So let's start our service by singing together Once in Royal David City.
Our first reading, Genesis chapter 3, reading from verses 8 to 15. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 to 15. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruits from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
Genesis 22, verses 15 to 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will truly bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And though your offsprings of all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.
Make safe, make safe. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
Thank you. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Amen.
Luke 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel.
Ding dong, merrily on high, and the bells are ringing. Ding dong, verily the sky is ringing with angels singing.
Luke 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told, what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, and He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen.
I'm going to hand over to Louisa now for our nativity.
Now, these are unusual times, you'll agree. It's been a hard year. Social distance is key. So I, as a poet, wrote this for you. But you'll see familiar faces here too, because Christmas is all about hope, love and peace. Let's just for a moment let all striving cease. Let's focus for now on wonderful things. A baby, some shepherds, some angels and kings. But Christmas is special. It paints its own view. Memories, love, unity, these can win through. So let's blend this story with memories anew, as all of those filming were thinking of you. The story of Jesus and his humble birth is brought to you so that you know your own worth. Whoever you're with, and wherever you are, to all of the cast, you're their very own star. And so now, especially for you here today, your very own Good News Nativity Play. Take it away.
Good morning and welcome to Bethlehem Daily. I'm Sarah Minori.
I'm Christopher Bailey. Starting today, there was news just in. The birth of a baby who's born to be king.
That's right, we have witnesses with lots to say about this young baby asleep in the hay. So hot off the press, we'll be bringing the news, this magical tale of the King of the Jews.
First, though, some shepherds who claim to have seen a vision that makes tradition was a dream. A visit from angels in all of their glory to our correspondent, fellow Ivor Storey.
Yes, hello and welcome. I'm joined here today by delirious shepherds with lots to say. So, please can you tell me, why are you so stirred? What happened here as you were watching your herd?
We were out on the hillside just watching our sheep.
Well, actually, I heard that you were asleep.
When high in the sky came a brilliant light. It lit up the sky in the dead of night.
Amazing. What happened next? What was the light? And what made it shine so brilliantly bright?
Well, listen, I'll tell you. You will not believe what happened to us on that magical eve. At first we were frightened, afraid for the sheep.
Again, how would you know when you were asleep?
Ha ha, very funny.
It wasn't a joke.
The light was an angel and the angel spoke.
Yes, we've recreated the scene that occurred. So viewers, this is what they claim to have heard.
Behold, I have news of a baby's birth. A saviour is born to you, Lord of the earth. You'll find him in Bethlehem laid in his bed. A manger is where he is resting his head. He's wrapped up in swaddling bands laid in the hay. Hurry, go find him, set off on your way.
It seems quite remarkable. What happened next?
Well, as you'd imagine, we were perplexed. Then, as we were listening and bowed to the ground, a whole host of angels gathered around. We lifted our eyes and we watched them amazed as each of them danced and they sang and they praised.
So what are your plans now you've heard what they say?
Well, we plan to search for this babe in the hay. Hey, maybe you'd like to come and travel in too.
And stay with the story? Yes, that's what I'll do. Well, thank you there, shepherds, for telling your story. So back to you again, now Sarah Minori.
More later from Ivor, the shepherds have gone, with our correspondent tagging along.
But now we have a music envelope to the latest sensation, especially for you. Well, now we have a treat next, so what can I say? Over to you now, please take it away.
Wonderful, that was really great, really. Thank you. Now we have another great story next too. I think that our budget has vastly increased, for this story's coming far from the east.
It's our correspondent is there on the scene. So let's find out more from Josephine Dean.
Hi, Christopher. Thank you. Here at the hotel, kings from the east have a story to tell. They all know their scriptures and they say they have seen a star in the east. Tell me, what does that mean?
Well, if you look and you see way up high, that brightest of stars, over there in the sky. We've seen it and followed it. Here's the good news. It tells of the book. Of the King of the Jews. So we plan to follow it, journeying afar, and will not rest until that brightest star has led us to where we can worship this King, the Lord and the ruler of everything.
You heard it here first. What incredible news! The birth of a baby, the King of the Jews. So thank you. I'll leave you to go and explore. I will keep you updated as I find out more.
Yes, Josephine will be back later with more. Did you see those kings and the robes that they wore? That was an extravagant interviewee. This King of the Jews, how rich must he be?
Now travel news and all the business news too. I hear traffic's bad on the roads. Is that true?
Travel news. Yes, thanks to the Emperor of Rome, everyone seems to be travelling home. But if you've not heard about Caesar's decree, then listen up now and you'll hear it from me. For most of the people are rushing ahead to get to their hometown. For Caesar has said, I tell you as a register for all of us, your own hometown. But your own hometown you must register and not mine.
And business news, anything new to report?
Business news. Well, yes, but there's not much, so this will be short. The markets are down as restriction that sets in. With taxes impending, we're cutting spending. But shares in some companies are doing well. It seems that the markets are volatile. Of all the demand for these is good. So right now, if you're wondering where things are going, keep listening to the business news.
May I interrupt, please? We're keeping this short. And we still have the weather we need to report.
Weather news. Yes, on to the weather, and last but not least, a strange phenomenon just from the east. It's perfect conditions for this special night, so telescopes out now, wherever you are, and look up the Bethlehem's brightest star.
I'm sorry to cut in, but news is just in. Ivor's main story is developing. Back to you, Ivor. So where are you now? Have you discovered the saviour somehow?
I'm in Bethlehem, where the angel has said the saviour will be in a manger bed. I'm letting the shepherds walk on just ahead. We've heard there's a baby in that cattle shed.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
We're looking for someone. You won't believe who. We'll not tell you how, but we recently heard that something incredible has just occurred. A saviour is born to the world. So may we just check in the manger? Will you let us see? We've travelled for ages. We've left all our sheep.
Please, we can send the baby to sleep.
Excuse me, I promise I won't wake the baby, but could I please leave him this present here, maybe? An angel has sent us, it's clear in my mind, that yours is the baby she sent us to find. She said he's the saviour of all the earth, so we've come to celebrate your baby's birth.
Amazing. I saw it with my own two eyes. I have to confess that it was a surprise. The scene was exactly as the angel said. The baby was laid in a manger bed and wrapped up in nothing but swaddling bands. Right here, in the humblest of Judea's lands. It's nothing spectacular, modest at best. Now let's leave the mother and baby to rest. I've a story for Bethlehem Daily. Back now to the studio, Christopher Bailey.
Well, make of that story whatever you will, but we have the prophecy now to fulfil.
Remember the kings from the east? We have news. It seems that they're close to the king of the Jews.
If he's as important as those suggest, kings suggest, his place of birth must be the best of the best. To get rid of yours, you're likely to see the biggest and best palace you're likely to see. The biggest and best place they'll ever be. So over to our correspondent who's at the face of this king of whose habitat.
Yes, hello there, Christopher. Strange as it seems, I'm not in the city of everyone's dreams. And viewers, I have to make one thing quite clear. You won't find a palace or golden crib here, for I am in bed. Stable in sight? Yes, stable, not a palace. You did hear me right. The kings, they are knocking on that stable door. I've never seen anything so strange before.
Well, more of that story right after the break. Will they find the king of the Jews? I can't wait.
Christmas time was approaching. Snow is starting to fall. Shoppers choosing their presents. People filling the mall. Children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tugged my sweater, looked up and asked me. As I stood
just tuned in, this is Bethlehem Daily. I'm Sarah Minori.
I'm Christopher Bailey.
Before the break, we heard some intriguing news about Bethlehem's home of the King of the Jews. To find out the details, here's Josephine Dean, our news correspondent, who's there at the scene.
Yes, hello there, Sarah. Well, as you can see, I'm honoured with royalty here with me. They followed that star and it's brought them here. They say the King of the Jews must be near.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, can we come in? We've come here to worship the King of all kings. For years we have travelled. Yes, we've travelled far. We've followed the journey mapped out by that star. The scriptures have guided us. They've made it clear. The King that we're looking for is right here.
Come in. You're welcome. It's true what they say, that this is God's only son, laid in the hay.
My Lord, we bring gifts we'll present to you. Each one is symbolic of what you will do. O Lord, you've abandoned the finest of things, but I bring you gold for the King of all kings. Your priestly role, no doubt, will be bittersweet. Bring frankincense, and I kneel at your feet. And I bring you myrrh, and I bow down to you in praise and thanksgiving for what you will do.
You saw it here first, viewers. Never before have kings humbly bowed. Another in awe. Now, back to the studio. Over.
Wow, Joe, that's amazing. Could it be true? Well, I'm sorry, everyone. That's all for now. I don't think our story has ended somehow.
I'm sure we'll hear more of the King of the Jews. So keep tuning in to hear more of good news. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Bethlehem Daily, from Sarah Minori,
and Christopher Bailey.
God of humility. The King of Kings, he came to earth and chose a stable for his birth. Not a palace, fine and grand, I can't profess to understand. He could have chosen precious things like those delivered by the kings. He could have been an earthly prince, a ruler of a large province. But no, he chose a virgin's birth in the humblest place on earth. Not gold-encrusted prince's bed, but just a feeding trough instead. No warm embrace, no welcome stay. The innkeepers sent him away. And when God first announced his birth, did he choose status, wealth or worth? Who did the angels come to tell? By now you'll know this story well. The only people told firsthand were shepherds. Who can understand God's choices and his complex ways? He never ceases to amaze. When Jesus came to Bethlehem, he came the son of God and men. He learned our ways. He lived our life. He suffered earthly pain and strife. But best of all, he came to save and saw this through unto his grave. No violence, no warrior, no self-importance barrier. Just humble grace from start to end. Lord, help us please to comprehend. Give us your humble grace, we pray. Your gift to us this Christmas day. Amen.
So we give thanks to all those who took part in that. It was very good to see that. And I think we should give them all a silent round of applause. So let's just give them a round of applause. So we thank you for all that you've done in that. We thank especially Louisa for putting it together and for coordinating that. Thank you very much. And within the fun of it, I hope you spotted the difference between the three wise men. You may not have done, but there were definitely three different wise men there, and it was good to see that. So I hope you did spot that. And as we heard at the end there, that message that this child was more than just a child born for us. So I could be thrown out. That's very clever. I've just been signed out of the meeting, which I need to be in on one of the machines, so I can actually show you the video we've got to show. Or not the video, but then some bits at the end of the last hymn. You're going to just bear with me a second. But what we are going to do is we're going to pray. We'll pray together. So let us pray. Eternal Father, who spoke all things into being, who gave all creation and placed your people at the center of it, we offer you our praise and our worship this day. Almighty God, who said not to eat, but your children disobeyed, we confess our sins to you, recognizing the wrongs that you have done, recognizing the wrongs that we have done to you. We confess the times when we have failed to love. We confess the times when we have failed to act. We confess the times when we have failed to speak. And we confess the times when we blame others for our own wrongs. We pray that you would forgive us. And even as we make this confession and seek your forgiveness, we remember the Christmas story and the promise of that story, that the one born in the stable would die to pay for our sins, to show your love and your mercy. So we thank you that our sins are forgiven. And Lord of the shepherd and of the wise man. The Lord of Mary and Joseph, the Lord of Herod. We pray for all those in this world, for those who know you and reach out to you. We pray for those who ignore you and deny you. We pray today, Lord, for those who need to know your presence more than ever. We think of those in this time of COVID who are suffering with the illness, those who are facing isolation, those who are at the front line, offering healing and care and compassion. And in this moment of silence, Lord, we pray for those who we know, who need the touch of the Christ child in their lives. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for all the promises that were revealed to us in that manger, in that stable, those promises that are still ours today. We give you thanks in the precious name of that babe, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, Saviour and Redeemer, now and forever. Amen. And we'll say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, just before we hear our final reading, just to say that if you wish to stay for a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever, and a mince pie or a biscuit, then please feel free to do so. We will have the final reading. Well, then we'll sing the final carol, have a blessing, and then a moment or so of quiet, minutes so quiet, and then if you wish to hang around for fellowship over a cup of coffee, please feel free to do so. And we thank also Judith for organising this service today. And so we're going to hear now the final reading this evening.
John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.
And so now may the joy of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, the worship of the wise men, and the peace of the Christ child be yours
this Christmas. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
A little child.